WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere. WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at zbiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's zbiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Get Lit With All Of It book club. I'm Allison Stewart. And up next, we have the rock trio Joseph. They are three sisters from Portland, Oregon. They self-released their first album, Native Dreamerkin, in 2014, a set of acoustic songs that showed off their sublime harmonies. For their next album, I'm Alone, No You're Not, they got a record deal and worked with producer and Bright Eyes band member Mike Mogus, who helped them bring out a more electric sound to their folk rock. The album was a breakthrough for them with their song, White Flag, so good, and Canyon racking up millions of plays online. You can go ahead and clap for that. Now they've continued their path into bigger, grittier musical territory with their new album, Good Luck Kid. But even with all the album's energy and intensity, Joseph stay grounded in the human elements and tight harmonies that first made them such a compelling act. As NPR wrote after the release of I'm Alone, No You're Not, as gorgeous as the sisters sound on the album, it's a revelation to hear them live. Oh, you are lucky because here is Joseph live.
Thank you so much. This song is called Revolving Door.
If I would have known what I know now, would I do it again? If some openness from my broken wish, still it's bound to backfire. I'll admit what I don't want to. I forgave you for your mistakes. Somehow I'm the one who paid. Don't you know it's such a letdown? You say that you changed and that you can fix it, but can I trust you again? Put aside the fear that I'm not the only one. It's too much damage been done. I'll admit what I don't. For your mistakes, somehow I'm the one who paid. Don't you know it's such a letdown? I made it easy for you. She kept coming around in a revolving door. Won't someone let me out now and make this go? Thank you.
would I do it again?
Mr. Hagen, I'm going to try and look over here at you all as well. This song's called Green Eyes.
Could have been the way the moonlight hit the dashboard, passenger window rolled down. That got me thinking there's something we should talk about. It's not worth waiting out. I can give you space if you need it. You can walk away. And the leaving is right in my mouth. I got you to chase, but I swallow it now. And I'll be first to say, circling round this parking lot, but one of us still remembers. We're lucky to have what we've got. We're taking room for breathing. Can you swallow it now? When you hear me say those green eyes on my green light, giving up on control. You see red lights, I see me blowing straight through to you. If we're headed for the cliffside, I'm ready for the fall. If you know me at all, you know what I need left to decide. Place now we're on different pages. I need you. Thought I could read you, but I lost my place. Now we're on different pages. I need you. Thought I could read you, but I lost my place. Now we're on different pages. I need you. Thought I could read you, but I lost my place. Now we're on different pages.
I'm going to stand here so I can look at all you ladies. So I just had this vision of the three of you in the back of like a station wagon. Oh, we were wow. Little, just...
I wish.
It was a very large SUV. We have a brother too, and we had lots of animals, so it was a party.
When did it become clear to you, the three of you, that you were going to do this together?
Until like 2013.
13, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't look this up because I didn't want to know. I wanted to hear it from you guys.
Yeah.
Joseph?
Joseph.
Joseph?
It's a town in Oregon, in the northeastern corner of Oregon that our Grandpa Joe is from. It's
spelled
like
J-O.
Yeah. It's like the most beautiful secret in Oregon.
Yeah. So they don't tell
it,
anyone.
Yeah, don't tell anyone. I think they call it Little Switzerland because it's just like there's like lake, there's like rolling hills, there's snow-capped mountains behind it. It's insane.
Oh, next book club's there. Do you believe in this idea of blood harmonies?
Yeah, I do.
Definitely.
Why? What do you think it is about this? Is it genetics? Is it that you just have lived with each other? The idea of blood harmonies is that siblings have a unique sound together when they sing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's because we were all taught to speak by the same people. How to talk, I guess.
Yeah, you like
Did I say that right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh my God, I'm like, there's a bunch of really smart people reading books here. And I'm like,
Which, by the way, I realized as we were singing the bridge of that last song, thought I could read you, but I lost my place. We're on different pages.
I noticed that too. I was like,
oh, perfect. I guess this is the song
metaphor.
For a book club.
It's the perfect metaphor.
Only the cool book clubs.
Yeah, exactly.
Your new album, tell us a little bit about it. Yeah. What's new about it for people who are fans of their music, for people who are experiencing the first time, what will they get?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's you know, it's got a bigger sonic palette than the last one. We started out just this way, you know, an acoustic guitar, three voices, and so the writing was really about that. And then on I'm Alone or You're Not, we had all this incredible support from our team, and we had this opportunity to play with a band. And our minds were blown. We were like, oh, you can get this big, you can get this, you know, wide with these sounds, and you can be in an audience with people who want to throw their fists in the air and want to like clutch their chests. And how do we create songs and music that will be big enough for that moment in that room? Mm-hmm. So this, you know, this album definitely was a response to that. And it's called Good Luck Kid. It's the, you know, for me, my personal experience entering my 30s, feeling like, oh, I'm definitely supposed to be the adult now, and yet I do not feel like one. And all the trepidation that comes along with that, and the songs are about all of that.
This is Joseph.
Thank you, everybody. We would love to bring you back to the moment when this song was written, which was at a New Year's Eve party. So if Gabe and Gaines will indulge and you would turn on the disco ball, that would be amazing.
Another year, though I don't know how.
luck, kid. Thank you so much. Thanks to the lady of the evening, Laura Lippman. And thanks to you, the audience, for coming out for the Get Lit with All of It Book Club. I'm Allison Stewart, and I will see you next time. Woo!
WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. What is it about Dana-Farber that makes it such a powerful adversary against cancer? It's hundreds of Dana-Farber researchers and clinicians making new discoveries inspired by the work of previous Dana-Farber discoverers. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, nothing is as effective against cancer as a relentless succession of breakthroughs. Go to DanaFarber.org/everywhere and see how what we do here changes lives everywhere.